This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So there's been this universal basic income thing in the headlines recently, and it's not the first time we've heard of this idea. We've got the gentleman from New York, Greg, who calls in frequently to talk about this very concept.
Milton Friedman discussed it decades ago.
Yep. Did he?
Called it the negative income tax, I think.
Huh. So he supported it?
Well, Milton Friedman had practical solutions to problems that he saw. I wouldn't go so far as to speak for him, mm-hmm. but if I think that what he would say is that it is a more libertarian answer than providing the social safety net as it is provided.
How could someone make that argument?
Well, it would give people the ability to make decisions with a certain amount of money. So if you were to give people, say, $1,000 a month rather than free medical, free schooling, free this, free that, free everything, right? Everything that's a right.
Yeah, but people are going to make terrible decisions.
Uh-huh, they are. In the libertarian society, people are going to make bad decisions, Ian. That's what's going to help define what a good decision is. You can't have a good decision unless you have some dolts out there making a bad one. Like, how can you define a good or bad decision without somebody making bad decisions?
Right, but I don't understand how anyone could make the argument that this is somehow more libertarian to forcibly take people's money and then redistribute it in way A versus way B. To me, one is not more or less libertarian than the other. Both are anti-libertarian.
Fine. If you the claim might be that there's a greater savings. So you would say that people acting in a free market would probably be more efficient than people acting out in a controlled market, right?
How would there be greater savings? Exactly.
So
you're giving everyone a check every single month.
If the government didn't do single-payer health care and people had to decide how to spend their money.
Oh, so what you're saying is you think the government would, Friedman, believe that the government would repeal the other programs? No. They're going to introduce the universal basic income on top of all of the other welfare programs.
You and I know that. Yeah. But understand that many of those programs simply did not exist when Friedman was talking about this in the 70s and 60s. I mean, there was no Medicare at that time that I know of. So, yes, I mean, that's the idea is that people acting inside of that would be able to make decisions would make better decisions because the money would be theirs as opposed to making decisions like, got a scratchy throat.
So you're saying what you're saying is presuming all of the other welfare programs were wiped out.
Yes.
And not provided by the government,
yes.
So then they would have to go through charities, churches, things like that,
sure.
In order to get the help that they
I'll
need.
I'll go so far as to say I think it's more libertarian, but I mean, you're talking from a continuum of statism.
Yeah, I still am not convinced that giving everyone in the United States a check every month is in any way more libertarian than the existing welfare programs.
I think it would be disastrous because because people don't have the guts to say, sorry, you got your monthly check. Now you're going to have to deal with food. I'm sorry, you smoked it all up in 3 days and cracked. And now you're going to
that's what'll happen.
You'll have to deal with food and lodging and clothing and education and medical care and all the things that you previously got from the government. Now you're going to just have to sit on the street cold, naked, and jonesing.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not. Agreed.
So, and then you've got these.
There's going to be welfare programs for the people who, spend all their money from their $10,000 welfare program.
Well, if people had the guts, then what they would do
is safety net beneath the safety
charity programs that would then step up. And if you found that there were charity programs, then the charity programs would actually, you know, provide people with the assistance they needed in budgeting money and, you know, getting off of drugs or whatever it is.
Government charity programs.
Enforced
by violence and taxes, because that's what will happen.
I think it's likely. I mean, I don't think people have the guts. But this would be a solution to a lot of problems.
Maybe Mark Zuckerberg will give them all jobs.
Maybe.
Because that's what we're talking about, what we're going to talk about here, that you've brought in tonight, isn't the story about Zuckerberg, but it is. There was one in the headlines about Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook advocating for this universal basic income thing, and now apparently the Tesla guy, Elon Musk, is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's popular.
He was the first. He was before Zuckerberg.
The purported libertarian. He's been described as a libertarian, this guy, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah. So where's the story coming from?
So it'd be nice to, you know, talk to him. He'd be a great person to talk to about, you know, and you could ask him about this, but just in general, especially if he claims to be a libertarian, you're a libertarian radio show, call him up.
Well, I know some people are looking to have us do more guest interviews, so that would be interesting.
Yeah, he's probably about as easy to get as Edward Snowden.
Yeah, exactly.
So where's the story from?
I can't get John Mackey from Whole Foods.
Geek.com. Really? I believe it's geek.com. Yeah.
All right. What do we need to know?
At the World Government Summit in Dubai, our real-world Tony Stark, Elon Musk, was throwing around some big and important ideas about the future of humanity.
The World Government Summit. This sounds like a really bad meeting.
Our real world Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't Tony Stark kind of start, like...
That's the Iron Man guy.
All
right?
Of the problems that are going on in the...
We need mutant registration!
He wants mutant registration. He wants... he wanted the Avengers to become a UN problem. It was his experimentation with AI that brought on Ultron, the world-destroying robot. I'm just saying...
But he also created Spider-Man in the same, you know, their universe.
He gave him a suit. Spider-Man was already, he'd already been bitten by the spider.
Yeah, but if he didn't have the suit, according to the way they're doing it now, he would have been nothing.
Spider-Man could lift a car!
Well,
fly around!
Nope, yep. You can tell that in the new canon, like, just based on the previews, they're rewriting that. It's all the suit now.
Really?
No. Peter Parker, the new actor who plays Peter Parker, what the heck is his name? The English
this
kid.
This is the third one in the last 15 years, right?
I've liked them all, frankly. I've watched the Spider-Mans of all of them, and, you know, generally I like the Marvel Cinematic.
But they've seriously rebooted this thing twice since the Sam Raimi versions, right? Like, this is now the second reboot of Spider-Man?
Yes.
Okay.
And that kid, you know, I mean, he's got all the powers. Sure, he says he wants the suit, but who doesn't want more gadgets?
I don't think he does have all that. I don't think that the powers are as good in the way that they're doing it. I think the suit really helps a lot.
I don't think the suit gives him strength. I think the suit, you know, gives... It's gizmos. It's, you know, that's all.
I think we'll see when the movies come out. Just saying.
Is it one of those coming out this summer?
Yep.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, I think
Yeah, I think the Spider-Man is. And then we could expect Thor, Ragnarok this year, too. Mm-hmm. And I think Captain Marvel comes out in 2018.
All right.
Along with the two new Avengers Part 1 and Part 2.
That's a lot of damn comic book movies.
I understand. Look, we have now entered the era where you can create a comic book movie.
Right, because of the computer graphics.
Sci-fi movies are still, you know, going to be popular.
Yeah.
When I saw the first X-Men, and I can't remember exactly when it was, but shortly after I sort of returned from prison, I got to see the new X-Men. I'm like, this is good. They managed to do it, because every other superhero movie up to that point had been
kind of cheesy, campy.
Right.
All right, since we're just shifting gears here, you know what I miss is the days when action movies weren't terrible.
Like what?
Like, I don't know.
Give
like,
an example of a terrible action movie.
All the new action movies, like the I mean, I like the Fast and the Furious series, but they're bad. They're not good. You
How
know,
many
like,
of them there have been? Like seven
the
or eight?
Expendables series or...
Yeah, I haven't seen
I don't know. Like, it just seems like action movies, there was like, they used to be better. Like, I want, you know, my, you know...
Commando.
Predator.
Oh,
Commando.
There you go.
Yeah, sure. You know, like... But I guess Predator
Arnold
kind of sci-fi.
Did some great movies.
Commandos were pretty cheesy, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I feel like even though the cheesy was
back.
Different, it was campy, not
the Predator
cheesy.
Is coming back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the new Predator movie is being written and directed by Shane Black, who was the guy who died in the first Predator movie, the first guy who died.
Really?
Hawkins. Oh, yeah. He was the writer, I think co-writer on that movie. So they're bringing him back.
Nobody but Cy Stallone could do John Rambo. Yeah, I mean, like, they could never bring that back.
Right.
They could never reboot that. Nobody
could capture
John Rambo.
They're probably going to try it, though.
God,
I mean, they're going to They're rebooting Escape from New York.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Snake Plissken?
Yeah, they're rebooting Snake Plissken. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Whether it's pop culture or Elon Musk wanting to shove some universal basic income down your throat, we'll talk about it on Free Talk Live.
Last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the Internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us right here. And bring up anything that... that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. I've participated more than once. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get an account at Simbi, S-I-M-B-I, and take a look around and post your services. Simbi.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. More coming up here. What is Elon Musk having to say about universal, so-called universal basic income, also known as welfare for everybody?
Right.
We're going to get into that coming up here in moments. But to your phone calls and thoughts first, let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire, and I believe this is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, it's me. I have an update on this Goffstown prison situation.
This is the one where you were banned from being on the prison property, even though you were never on the prison property. You were just protesting, holding a sign outside of the prison on the public sidewalk.
Yes. There has been some follow-up activity. The ever-present J.P. Phillips from New England Cop Chasers went out there. I just learned about this. He went out there a week or two ago and walked onto the property with a cameraman and raised a bunch of heck because he was upset about the fact that that I had been harassed.
He is a heck raiser, that guy.
Yeah, he... He didn't get the same kind of response that I got. He got a more measured response. In this case,
seems
they
wise.
Didn't try to. I beg your pardon?
That seems wise of them.
Well, they did. The guards treated him kind of the same. They approached him, up to the fence, and then they made all the gals who were outside enjoying recreation made them go inside. And then a policeman showed up, but when the policeman showed up, he didn't really order JP to do anything. He just had a conversation with him.
Okay. But when they showed up for you, they showed up with sirens blaring, and then they trespassed you forever from the jail property, meaning that you cannot go back there at any point ever.
Well, I mean, unless that changes, I'd probably have to file an appeal or something like that. But the lesson here is that follow-up is better than, creating your own new grievance or your own new incident. It's, I try to follow up with what other people are concerned about, and it was nice to see JP following up with my concern.
Yeah, I agree. We definitely need more synergy like that. We just need to have more people in New Hampshire, unfortunately. And we've got a good crew here already with about 2,000 libertarian types who have moved here. But not everybody is of the grab a video camera and hold a government bureaucrat accountable, kind of mold, if you will. That takes a certain type of activist. And I don't know if that's even 5% of the 2,000 people that have moved here. I'm not saying that one activist is more valuable than another, because obviously, you need people to write letters to the editor. People need to support others in their activism by donating, for instance, to those that they support the most. So there's a lot of different support roles and different types of activism out there. But we definitely need more doers. We definitely need more people out in the streets doing things like cop block and holding these politicians accountable. I did see that there was a thread that you and Shire Dude were talking about a possible collaboration video, which I think would be a lot of fun. And with that, I think we could use a little bit more of as well. More video creators out here doing stuff, I think, because that's really what attracts a lot of people to make the move here is the video content that's coming out. And you've been very consistent with it over the years, Dave, I've been somewhat consistent, even though it's not my primary task. It is something that I do enjoy doing. Shire Dude is one of the few remaining creators, and he's, I think, just started up season two of his thing that he's doing. Took about a two-year-long break, and now he's back into it. So we definitely need some more. I know Conan just stepped away from his show after getting pretty burned out. Conan was he posted an update on his show site basically saying that he was done with trying to change the political system in Keene. That, you know, it's too dug in, it's too difficult, and I don't blame him. I mean,
I don't blame him either.
It is frustrating, but it's also sad to see a good, talented show go away and, you know, not be replaced by something.
Yeah, it was a good show. And you've become a good videographer, and actually, JP's videographer, which I guess was Chris from Think Penguin, who was one of your co-hosts, he was there to film JP, and he did a really good job. They got really good video.
Yeah, Chris has done a good job. He's been in a number of different court hearings with me, and he's brave. He's willing to keep recording when the cops threaten him. So I think he's doing excellent, and that's, again, something that people around the world, around the country need to see, the stuff that's happening here, so they can get involved. They can come out here, join the movement and the migration of libertarians coming to New Hampshire, because, you know, if you want to have success, you've got to get together with other people who are willing to actually do things, and that's what's been happening here for a decade, and there's many more decades to go. But you should get here sooner rather than later. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, if you want to learn more about what is, you know, this whole movement, this migration of libertarians to New Hampshire, voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists, whatever they call themselves, liberty-minded folks coming here, you really ought to go and check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Just go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It's a great hour-long documentary, and it really just it hammers through 101 solid reasons why right now New Hampshire is already the best place for you if you're a libertarian. And there are going to be more reasons that come down the line, because as thousands of libertarians move here, as they are expected to do.
Well, thousands have moved.
As thousands more move here, it's going to get even better, because we are going to outnumber all of the other Republican and Democrat activists, and we will have a chance at liberty in our lifetime. If enough people move.
That's worth pointing out, as the activist thing is, you know, I've been told here in New Hampshire that there's about 500 Democratic activists in the state, about 500 Republican activists, and about 500 Libertarian activists. Maybe, you know, 300 to 500 Libertarian activists.
Well, there's 2,000 people that have moved here.
Right, but
so I mean, they're not all Libertarian registered or whatever.
No,
but
I don't mean Libertarian Party. I mean, you know, liberty-minded activists, and those activists.
I'd say there's more than 500. Are you talking about the 20?
No,
are we talking about 80-20 rule here? Are we talking?
I'm talking within the political system. Plenty of people move and never do anything.
Okay. You know? Well, they may do things, but you don't know what they are.
Mm. Okay.
So it's presumptive to believe that just because you don't see someone's activism that they're not doing anything. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Universal basic income. We still got that to talk about, and your calls and thoughts on whatever you want.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial on in. Free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. And there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. We'll get back into Elon Musk demanding that people be given a universal basic income. And yet this guy's called a libertarian. Does he call himself a libertarian, or is it just the news media that reports him as libertarian?
I think it's probably news media, but I'm not sure.
Well, maybe we'll learn
more.
He might
have said something like, I'm libertarian on this issue, and it got interpreted as something else.
Let's we'll get into that here in moments, but let's go first to Brent in San Bernardino, California. Hello, Brent.
Hey, I just talked to your screener. I've been listening to you guys for a couple weeks. You sent me a link to your show.
So, great. So what were you calling about tonight?
Oh, well, yeah, kind of a sensitive subject. I used to be a mortician when I was younger.
You were a mortician?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm a freelance mortician. So, you know, I worked for on-call agency. I just drove kind of like a hearse around and picked up bodies and all that stuff. So,
and then you would take them to, like, a funeral parlor, or where would you take them to?
Yeah, well, from the accident site from the hospital, from the old folks' home, you know, wherever.
Okay.
You know, wherever, the murder site, you know, wherever they were. And
okay.
Drop them off at the mortuary and on my slow hours, I used to help with the embalming and the preparation and all that. So
takes a real special person to do that kind of work, I imagine. Can't be easy.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it gets easy after you've seen, you know, you've seen 10 bodies, you've seen 100, I guess.
Yeah. My friends in the business used to call me the laughing mortician. not that it was funny, but you had to have a sense of humor about it in order to survive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Too depressed.
Yeah, I imagine that sometimes it might be tough to not, crack a joke in front of a customer, but, yeah, behind the scenes, I imagine there's probably some jokes being cracked.
Wait, what's your most hilarious story from on the job?
Well, I bet he was knocking him down.
That's tough to... I'll tell you this one, because it relates to what I'm talking about. I used to go down to UCI. They call it M7. That's the Donors Ward.
What's all that?
University of California, Irvine would be my guess, UCI?
Yeah. The people that donated their bodies, you know, to science, that, you know, they'd get basically cut apart and examined and, you know, eyes and everything else for examination. So when I go pick them up, it was like parts of parts. You know, it wasn't a complete body. It was, you know, I'd take a van down there.
Bag of bits.
And load it up in the back and take it down to the county incinerator and incinerate them and then just dispose of the ashes. And
there's a story here, Mark. I want to get to this.
I want to find out what people did with the extras.
I want to get to the entertaining part of the story. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we're getting to the point why I'm calling. When you cremate a person, you know, I've cremated I don't know how many people, and when you come out of the cremator, your bones are pretty much still intact, and you have to be crushed up.
Okay.
And we used to crush the bones with a large mortar in a large bowl, you know, tub, and crush the bones up, put them in the...
Now, just to clarify, when you say you were using a mortar and a large tub, was it this like a machine-guided mortar, or were you just, you know, hammering down with your hands?
With my hands.
Wow.
And crushing the bones to a reasonable size so they can, you know, like ashes. You don't want
now, they make, they're made more brittle, right? So when they go through the cremation process, it's, it becomes much easier to crush them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you want to crush them up because you don't want to give the loved ones a bag of raw bones.
Right.
Yeah.
That's bad. Yeah. So, a bag of bones.
So, you're right.
So what I do is I crush the bones to an unrecognizable size. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I have a stroke, so I have some problems talking.
That's all right. You're doing all right so far.
So anyway, that bag is kind of whitish colored,
okay.
You know, the color of, you know, bone.
Gotcha.
But when we go down the incinerator and incinerate the bodies, it's a different process. And when you incinerate a body, it reduces the bones down to ash. And it's...
All right, I'm confused.
Black.
I'm confused. You're gonna have to set me straight on this. So, what's the difference between cremation and incineration?
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
That cremation leaves the white bone.
Right. I didn't know there was a difference. I thought that was the same exact thing. I thought cremation. Yeah. Is it the temperature of the flame? Is it somehow the process?
Yeah.
Like, what is different about
the temperature of the flame and the And
so incineration is much hotter, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Hotter and longer.
Okay. Okay, got it.
So it turns
to a dust, ash.
So when you see a cremated bone, it looks white, and when it comes out, it's, you know, it looks like bone.
Mm-hmm.
But when you incinerate a person, that bone turns to ash.
Got it.
Okay, so the content of the container that I used to
the urn or whatever
was black, and you couldn't even tell it was bone anymore.
I want to know more where this is going. It's interesting. I've learned something here tonight. Stand by, Brent. You don't every day get to talk to a mortician.
Especially a freelance one.
And learn about the craft, the trade, if you will.
And bone crushing.
It's one of those morbid, fascinating things. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Skype username for you is lrn.fm. We did launch the Free Talk Live, or excuse me, not Free Talk Live, lrn.fm satellite fundraiser Patreon. It's happening now and will continue to happen. And thanks to our early bird contributors, we've had, about four people jump in so far, which I'm happy about because I haven't really done much promotion of it at all. So you can go to patreon.lrn.fm. If you like the idea of this show and dozens of other great liberty-oriented podcasts and radio shows being broadcast 24/7 to countries all around the globe, we're currently heard on satellite over North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. If you would like to continue and expand that, because all it takes is money, and, you know, we can add satellite channels, that's no problem. If you would like to expand that, if you'd like to help cover the current costs of that and get behind promoting the ideas of liberty around the globe, then please go to patreon.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to our Patreon page. You can donate for as little as $2 a month. And so please head on over there and take a look at that if you appreciate that aspect of what we do. So we've got Free Talk Live, and we're on over 160 great radio stations in the United States. But what about people outside of the United States? Should they also be able to hear the ideas of liberty and peace? I say yes. So if you agree with me, head over to patreon.lrn.fm. There's a short little 3-minute long video there that you can watch and get a little bit more of an idea of what that's all about, what we're currently doing, and what is possible into the future. So once again, patreon.lrn.fm.
If you think those people deserve to hear the ideas of liberty and they don't speak English, well, you're going to have to make your own darn show.
That much is true.
Yeah,
it's pretty much English-speaking countries is where it makes the most sense. But anyway, we go on here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Brent. He is a freelance mortician, or at least he was for a time in his past. And you've explained to us, Brent, the difference, which I did not know, between cremation and incineration. I figured that's the same thing, just called different words. Well, you say that the incineration process is much hotter. The body stays in longer, and it basically turns the bones into ashes, whereas with cremation, the bones are still sort of structurally, to some extent, intact, meaning that they have to be crushed in order to be processed fully. And that's kind of where you left off. I'm not sure where you were going with telling us that, but I do appreciate the information. It was enlightening. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, when I was a mortician, there was an incident where a mortuary was sending their remains to the incinerator to save on money. A couple months ago, my nephew died in a inside a sewage tunnel.
Inside a what?
A sewage tunnel.
He got too high on whatever he was getting high on and passed out in a sewage tunnel, and they found him in there.
Jeez.
My niece came over to my house to give my wife some of his remains to put with her son's remains. And when we were taking it out, I noticed that all the ash was black. It wasn't white. I didn't say anything to the survivor that had the ash, but I said something to the family after she left that you don't even know if that's that person's remains, because first of all, you can't even test if it's human bone or not.
How would you ever know? I mean, if the crematorium comes back with a bag of white crushed up bits and says, "Well, here's old Uncle Larry."
This practice is actually more common amongst pet cremation.
What, like switching out, just giving people ash?
Just throw them all together and, you know, just give them a bag of ashes.
You take a scoop and there you go.
There you go. Two scoops of ash.
Well, you have to basically trust your mortuary. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm getting to, is I suggest if anybody have their loved ones cremated, check the ashes and make sure that they're not going to the county incinerator and sending you back.
But even if it was the cremated version, it's still just white bone chunks, you know? Well, what is the difference?
I mean, okay, so people...
How do you check this? I mean, the only way you could check it would be to stand there and watch them put the body in the oven, and I doubt many people are going to want
to
do that.
You just said you have to trust your mortuary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no mortuary in their right mind is going to incinerate somebody and go through that extra expense, you know, with the price of fuel and everything else.
So you're saying it's more expensive to do the incineration.
It is if you do it one at a time, but if you send a whole bunch of bodies down the incinerator and incinerate them all, it's
more efficient. Okay.
More efficient. Yeah.
So you're saying if you check the remains and it's black, that's a bad sign, because that means that they incinerated somebody. If you didn't order them to incinerate them, then that's a problem. But if they come back as the whitish bone that was crushed, then it's more likely to be the person that you believe it to be.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Brent, thanks for the advice tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But like you said, you still got to trust these people.
Yeah.
Because unless you want to, and they probably won't let you just stand there and watch it because most people would you know, be hysterical and not be able to handle that.
Speaking of hysterical, you know, I had asked him to get to his funniest story, and he...
It wasn't that funny.
He took him a little while to get there. I don't know if he ever got to where he...
Yeah, no, I don't think it really got,
but
funny,
you know,
story.
Maybe he can call back and...
Another day.
You know,
not tonight.
With not this part of it. And
yeah, we only do one call per night, but right. He is certainly welcome to call back with... I mean, I would love to hear a good, funny mortuary story. I'm right. sure they exist. They're probably morbid as hell, but also dark and hilarious.
Right.
So feel free to... If you happen to work in a mortuary, our number is 855-450-FREE. It's corpse night.
You're killing me.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Parker. He's in Washington, and he's on Skype. Hello, Parker.
Hey, guys.
Do you want to get incinerated when you die, or would you prefer cremation or being buried sort of as a whole body?
Man, I have not put any thought towards that at all.
Well, you're still in your mid-20s, so I guess you don't have to think too hard about it, but you never know.
I'd like to recommend alcor.org, A-L-C-O-R.
Oh, yeah, that's right, option number four.
.org.
You can freeze your head like Mark's going
that's
to.
That's right. Cryopreservation, as it's called. You know, they've got great options, and it frankly isn't much, especially a young man getting, say, whole life insurance would be very little payment on a monthly basis.
Okay.
And then you just you get a life insurance policy, leave it to Alcor, your $80,000 for cryopreservation is covered. You get an associate membership for $60 a year. Bam-o, whammo, you live forever.
Or at least your head does.
Well, I got a better chance of living forever than you.
So, have you guys heard at all about this this protest that was at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington earlier this week?
No, not until you asked me off the air in your Skype chat if I'd heard of it. I went and then Googled it quickly. Apparently, this Evergreen College students have protested homework?
No.
No, okay.
Here's what happened. So, in the past, there has been a protest or a demonstration or something where there's this day of absence and day of presence where, let me see if I can find
it. Is that on the same day? Is the day of absence and presence all at the same time?
I think so.
Okay.
Essentially what happens is, or what has happened in the past is, black students would be, or students of color, whatever term you want to use, would be encouraged to stay on campus, or I don't really know. It's some sort of like racial-based thing, and they changed it this year to where they're sort of encouraging or forcing white students and white faculty to vacate the campus.
All right. I definitely want to hear more about it. We'll look up a little more detail, and I don't know if you...
Segregation?
Is this nearby where you live, Parker?
It's in Olympia, Washington, which is, like, I think 5 hours away.
All right, so. We're coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. If you know more about the Evergreen State College protest, we'll find out more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.